Hello everyone, this is Moncef Afkher and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. It's really amazing, like the experiences that we can have on the live shows that we have here on Your Divine Uniqueness, and your experience that's like every speaker and teacher who joins us is really unique and bring like such a powerful energy and experiences where we can like touch and connect like even deeper with our true self, with our own truth. And Lynn Brody is one of our really, really wonderful speakers, and really love her work and the message and really the energy that she brings to the show. And she was with us during the last season. So, and this is our second show with her. And Lynn is a master healer, light creator, and intuitive advocate for your soul's empowerment. And yeah, with her, with Lynn today, we'll be talking about opening the door to our soul for instant manifestation, and how to live like in this place of sacred hearts and being connected to our soul. It's really an important topic, like I feel like for all of us, because many times we have this confusion about why things doesn't happen as we expect, or what is our next step, and how we can like share our gifts and so many things like that. And I think what Lynn will bring and share with us today, it will be really, really helpful and very powerful for us. And also Lynn will guide us through a really profound process, so stay tuned for that. And also we will have a Q&A later during the call. So as always, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. So with that, Lynn, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Moncef, so much for having me back. It's so exciting. And I'm really looking forward to supporting all of your listeners and helping to convey some information and helping people to understand how to open the door to your soul for instant manifestation. And what all that kind of really means, because I know as you had said that you know people want to be able to manifest, and trying to understand really how to go about doing that. And I have to admit, for a long time, it was a source of confusion for me as well, even though I have all of these gifts. And the path to getting there is an interesting journey for everyone. But once you're there and you understand and it just kind of clicks for you, then it's something that can be really wonderful and really glorious, because there's universal laws. And if you follow the universal laws and apply the universal laws, you can really have just about anything that you want that's for your highest good, because it's your divine right to have it. And there's more laws than just the law of abundance. And while I'm really not going to talk about universal laws today, I did run and get a book while Moncef and I were talking just a few minutes before this, of a book that I have, which I think would be helpful for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's by a gentleman, it's been around for years, it's by Raymond Hollowell, Hollowell. You can get it on Amazon, and I have no connection to it monetarily or anything. It's just been helpful to me in the past. And it's called Working with the Law, and it actually has in it 9 or 10 different laws of how to work with the laws of the universe, the law of supply, the law of thinking, the law of compensation, the law of non-resistance, the law of forgiveness, the law of sacrifice, the law of obedience, the law of success. And so as an example, it's a small book. It doesn't have a lot of pages. It's a little bit over 100 pages. It's really great, and I work with it sometimes still, but it's great to start out with. But to manifest things and work with your soul, your sacred heart is also another word for it, your high heart, which is in your throat area, kind of in that little gully by your clavicle, is the portal, the access point to your soul, where your soul resides. Most people think it's down in your tummy, because we always say a gut reaction or your gut feeling, but that's not really where your soul is. It's behind that little gully access portal, in front of your spine though. And so to get the feeling when people work with me, I always say, I open the door to your soul, because most people just don't understand, and because you don't really remember how to access it and how to get there. But that's where everything resides. All your answers reside in your soul. You were born with all of your answers. And we're all here trying to remember who we are and how to access those answers. And so what I do in working with people and in helping people, because my purpose is to be an advocate, so I advocate for your soul, for your soul's empowerment, for you to find the access of that door and how to get in there, to remember that, to connect to it. And when you do, and you connect from it, and to it, and you live in a place of just coming from your soul, not your head. Your head is the ego part, which I know you've heard a lot about. But when you live in a place of just always the connection from your soul, then it is divine and universal law for you to manifest whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that that you desire, to be able to shift your life in all aspects and in all ways into the peak potential. Because as I said, it's your divine right to have it for no other reason than because you are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really wonderful. Thank you, Lynn. And so just what you said is that really the instant manifestation like comes from collaborating with our soul. And I would love if we can talk maybe a little bit deeper about that, our relationship with our soul, because many times, like when we want to create something, like we feel some urgency about why it doesn't appear in our reality yet. What should we do? And there's some confusion about that. But how can we like really connect with our soul, even if what we see around us like it's different from what we really expect to happen?
Well, one of the keys is to continue to have faith that it's going to arrive. Mm-hmm. It just might not arrive in your time frame. Everybody always wants it today, now. But the universe is lining up for you and orchestrating things behind the scenes for you to have it, for it to come together, like a large project. So you know, when you work on a project, you have all these different pieces that need to come together. Or, looking at it then in more of a simplistic term, because I like to use real-life examples, you have company coming over and you need to clean the house. well, the project is, okay, you need to clean the living room, then you need to clean the dining room and the kitchen and the bathrooms. And, you know, they're each a piece of the project of pulling it all together before the whole house looks great for having company come over. So there's a lot of different working pieces that the universe is working on to pull it together for you, whether that be bringing the right people into your life at exactly the right time,
right,
and what we'd refer to and call as then divine timing. And there is the part that you in your soul have to have the faith and continue faith and knowing, because the universe is responding to your vibration, so, and giving you what you're vibrating out. So if you're vibrating out, I need this, need is a word that's really lack. Or if you're saying, I want this, want is a word that's really about lack, as opposed to a positive statement, as opposed to a positive vibration that you're putting out there. So you need to stay in, which I understand is difficult, to stay or to shift yourself into a positive mode so that you're vibrating out positively so that the universe responds back to you. But you have to reach inside, very deep inside yourself, for everything that you want, and stay focused on that positive feeling, on that positive vibration of what you're sending out to people. Keeping your energy clean and maintained is an important part of it. Some people think, you know, that you only need to have energy work done once in a while, but you know, I give the analogy to people that, you know, you wouldn't, on January 1st, you wouldn't just take a shower and say, okay, that's it, body, that's what you get for the year. Or you wouldn't just feed yourself a green salad or something healthy and say, okay, that's all you get to nourish yourself and sustain yourself, you know. And so it's a practice, and it's an evolvement that people are coming to and understanding that you need to work on your energetic body and have that cleansed and maintained all the time. You know, through the ancient practices, centuries ago, people used to work on that more, and it kind of fell away a bit, and people became focused and learned more how to take care of their physical body, which they do all the time, and then they learned how to take care of their mental body by working with therapists or coaches, all of the time, and people are evolving back to understanding to learn how to work with their own energetic body or an energy practitioner and master that can help them do that and maintain that and stay connected. It's the maintaining it and staying connected to it which is going to help you manifest. The other key ingredient is letting go. It's one of the most difficult also, is letting go of the control and surrendering into who you are and what is. And I know even for myself for a long time, I would be like, I am allowing. I am surrendering into it. I am trying to do this. It was difficult to understand the concept fully of that allowing and surrendering and release. And because it's kind of like, and Monsef and I were talking about this earlier, it's like you're going for a feeling in something that you've never had before, that you've never done before. It's like someone throwing you in a pool or a lake and saying, okay, swim, and you've never swam before. You know, you've never done this before. You don't know where to start. You don't know how to go about this. So it's a process of unfolding and releasing. A lot of the people I work with, I help them release their core wounds, which is something that stands in the way of you vibrating out something positive. And there's, you know, in that process of getting to the surrender of it all. But those, you know, are important steps in being able to get to the instant manifestation of learning how to do that. And we're in a world where everyone wants everything immediately and right away. But the people, you know, it looks like people have gotten it immediately, right away. But what you don't see is the work that they put in through the years behind everything. And, mm-hmm. you know, the work that they've put in behind everything is releasing their core wounds and claiming back their personal power and retaining their sovereignty for themselves, because it does it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to others, and the surrender of it. And in achieving these things and working through all of this, you receive the instant manifestation. So, you know, I'm going to give you an example of my own life and how I got there. In working through things, you know, I mean, I was born with these special gifts, and they were always active, but I wasn't always using them in like I do now for people and offer out to people, because I was afraid to let people know that I had them. And I would even say to some of my mentors, you know, I would get a lump in my throat, and they'd be like, "Lynn, you're meant to be a great healer. You're supposed to be out there helping people." And I would get this fear well up inside me, and honestly, the thing that I would say is, the last guy that did that, they crucified. And they'd say, "Well, Lynn, they don't crucify people on a cross anymore." And I'm like, "But I know that. But they crucify you with their words, you know, and their rejection and their shunning and outcast and calling you a kook and, you know, all this stuff." So I had to get through my own stuff and release my own core wounds and pain of being afraid of being rejected and abandoned for coming out with who I really am, and reclaiming, you know, my personal power. But now that I have and surrendered into it, the most glorious things have happened. I get to help people all over the world. I'm looking at putting together a nonprofit foundation because I've been talking to the United Nations and being invited to go with them on trips into African villages to use energy work to heal people. I've moved to the beach in California, which I love. That just happened this year. And when I do energy work on people, and I say this one certain part, I say with joy, with wings out, joyfully creating. I'm usually saying it to myself unless it's on a group call. I actually feel my wings pop out of my back, kind of like where your I call them your wing bones, your scapulas back there, right in between there. I feel mm-hmm. them come out and are full out, and it's such a glorious feeling. So when you get past your fears, when you release your fears at a deep level and you surrender into who you are, is when you're connecting with your soul, when you're living, that's when you're living from your soul and not from your head.
Absolutely. That's so beautiful, Lynn. And yeah, as you talked about surrender, like like maybe sometime, like maybe from my personal experience, sometimes like I plan, like I have a plan, but how things happen and how the synchronicities unfold, like lead me to a different thing. And maybe here we can talk about like the truth of our desire, if it's really coming from our heart, or it's maybe coming from our fear. Because like also like from my personal experience about the show, like before I started my Your Divine Uniqueness show, like I had really like totally different plans, but when I surrendered to the synchronicities and I followed them, it really brought something much more beautiful than my own plan. And it was like about the quality of the experiences and the growth and the depth of the connection with you speakers and our audience. What you want to say is when we surrender, like so many beautiful things happen to us, and which are beyond our expectations.
Right, because we're all in our own blind spot, and so the divine has a much more beautiful and glorious and fuller, more expansive plan for mm-hmm. us than we do. Because our limiting beliefs, our fears limit our plan for ourselves and get in the way of what we can see that we are, and a lot of times people use it, you know, that we're worthy of. But again, you're worthy because you're here, because it's your divine right, because you are part of the divine. I like to tell people to imagine the divine as a big loaf of bread, unbaked loaf of bread in the sky, and before you came here, you were cut away, and you're a biscuit. Everybody keeps telling me, you should come out with a program, you are the biscuit. Well, it's just kind of funny, and I probably should, but, and people have struggle with knowing that they are the divine. They are a piece of the divine. And that's what the oneness is about, all the conversations about the oneness. It's talked about in a way where we are all connected in the world. But the reason we're all connected in the world, because we are all a piece of the divine. We are the divine. So yeah. I'll give you another example of myself. I like to use live examples and analogies because I think in real life, because people can connect to it and they can understand. So when I was 13 years old, my father died. And he died suddenly, and I mean, I really found out 3 days before he died that he was dying. And I was a kid, I didn't know. I mean, he was kind of sick, but not really. You know, it didn't really seem like it. And it just sort of like he didn't feel well. But he didn't look sick or anything. And so he died of cancer, of lymphoma. But and I had a huge fight with God. I mean, a huge blowout. I was yelling and screaming, and I was like, you know, you took my father, and you will never, ever have me again. I grew up Catholic. I didn't go to church anymore. I refused to go. I was just like, nope. I am withholding. I'm holding this grudge, and I held it for decades and decades, and probably until more recently with doing my work now and the oneness and understanding. But so here's the thing: I wasn't having a fight with God; I was having a fight with me, because if I am the divine, I am a piece of the divine. I was telling myself, I will reject myself. I will not be me. I will never have me or any of my gifts. So things didn't come together for me for a long time. And even being an energy worker, I was like, why did it take me so long to get this? why did my aha moment, you know? I mean, it seemed like I could help other people, but I wasn't helping myself as much. And so, you know, I offer that example and my learning experience to people because is there something in your life that you put out there? Because that was a way of me not allowing, not surrendering into who I am, not allowing myself, because I didn't understand that connection either, of that I was really just yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I hope that kind of, I hope that example helps people and that they can look at their life and maybe see a connection somewhere for themselves too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because it's really a great reminder for us, because many times we think we are still separate from the divine, but like experiencing life and living it like from a oneness state of being, it's as you said, it's what really opens us to the flow of synchronicities and creating like what we really desire. So. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And yeah, Lynn, I feel like it would be a great time now to do the process, if you
okay,
can
good.
Guide us through it. Okay.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, ask everyone that's listening live and on the replay to be in an open position. And what I mean by that is don't cross your legs, don't cross your arms. Don't fold or clasp your hands together, because as energetic beings, that closes us off from receiving the energy. So, although it is a good tip that I give to people, if you're around, you know, people or in meetings or on the phone where it's very challenging and people just you feel drained by being with them, then you should keep all your fingertips and the tips of your thumbs together, which is, you know, your little finger tip to your little fingertip, your ring finger to your ring finger, middle to middle, index to index, and thumbs to thumbs, because then that closes you off as an energetic circuit. And they can't pull your energy from you, and they can't give you any of their negative energy. And you'll find it works really well. And you'll feel much more refreshed and not as drained. I tell people, if you do, when you're on the phone, use a headset and let the other person hang up first before you take your fingertips apart. But for today, because we want to receive the energy, we're going to not do that, and we're going to stay just in an open position. And so take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again. And a third time. So in receiving the energy from the 12th dimension, the Christ consciousness dimension, the golden light, which is what I'm a portal for and have access to, you might feel warm or tingly, see colors, pictures. Everybody's different. Some people don't experience any of that. Some people experience all of it. Everyone, it's just different for everyone. So I just let you know, in case it starts to happen, you don't become alarmed, and just surrender into it, and it will connect you with your soul. Open the door to your soul, and then you can collaborate with your soul and ask your soul any questions you want the answers to. And so you ask the question, whether it's out loud like this, like I'm doing now and having an audible conversation, or you can do it in your head. And the very first answer that comes to you is your soul's answer. If you find yourself pausing or trying to rationalize the answer and saying, well, no, that doesn't make any sense, that's your head, that's your ego trying to get in the way of your soul. Don't let that happen. Just write the answer down. It might make sense to you right away, or it may make sense to you tomorrow or next week. It just depends on when you're ready for that answer. There may be something else that needs to transpire, and you have that piece of the puzzle before the answer makes sense to you. But I always tell people just journal and write it down, and it'll make sense to you when it's supposed to. So here we go. I'm going to start to pull the energy into me, and then I'm going to push it out to you. So I might be quiet for just a minute or two here while I'm concentrating. Here we go. Great Divine Spirit and my Ascended Master, Kier Council of the 12th Dimension, come to me now that we may pool our strength and collective resources, provide the most powerful energy for everyone listening on this show. As an ascended master portal for the 12th dimension, I call forth the energy of my I Am Presence, golden light of the Christ consciousness, Jesus and Mary Magdalene, my mother and father, come together in this triangle, in this trinity of energetic strength. And with wings out, joyfully creating, energy is for you. Okay, how was that?
It was really beautiful. Thank you. It felt like more grounding and peaceful. And yeah, like for me, the message for me, I asked for a message, and it was like the patience brings more joy and more depth to my own experiences. Because like I was like planning recently for many things, and you know, like we were talking about like trying to see this in my reality, and also like this message, it's like a reminder to like have plans but still enjoy each moment and be present.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And that's so, that's the surrender. Mm-hmm. Messages about the surrender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Sure, because when you're living from a place of joy, that's living from your soul, your sacred heart, and and that's the surrender, and that is just being, and living with what is, and that's the manifestation point.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you again, Lynn. Very beautiful process and energy. And also, I would love to hear back from you guys. What was your experience? If you want to share it with us, and you can do that on the webcast page. You can type your feedback there on the question box. And yeah, we'll take questions from our audience in a little bit. So everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And then you will talk to Lynn. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And Lynn, before that, I really would love if we can talk about the offer you are giving to our audience today. It's a special birthday offer, and they love it. It's about having two sessions with you, so it's for the price of one. So I would love if you can talk about that and the experience that our audience will have with you in their sessions.
Sure. It's July 17th. Tuesday was my birthday. So I always like to give the gift to others. And so, as Mons have said, the offer is a buy one, get one private session with me. And for $152, which is also discounted because, you know, my list price for private sessions with me for an hour, they're 60-minute sessions, is usually $197. So for two of them, it would be $394. But for Monsef's listeners and the buy one, get one, you're getting two sessions, two 60-minute private sessions with me for $152, which is a $242 savings. I don't remember what that percentage was, 141% savings. And so after the sessions also, if you'd like to continue to work with me, I'll give you a 30% off coupon for one of my longer programs that you can partake in as well. You know, I don't do the buy one get one. I really only do the buy one get one during my birthday month. It's a rarity that I do that. So I'm happy to be able to offer it on this show. There's not any other show that I'm offering it on.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For announcing, Lynn. Yeah, thank you for being that generous. And yeah, because like having like 2 hour session with you in two separate sessions for that price, that's so generous. And so thank you for that. Thank you for giving the opportunity to our audience to work with you, and because it's working with you is an opportunity to connect more deeply with our own truth, with our own knowing, and our soul. And as we were talking during the show today, like it's this connection that will bring like this high quality of experiences and relationships that we can have in our life, and also like how to unlock this flow of abundance and flow in the synchronicities that we can experience. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, it's my honor and my privilege to be able to offer this. And I also always consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to connect with everyone and to work with everyone in in offering my gifts that I've been given. You know, I'm here as part of my soul contract to help people, as I said earlier, to advocate for your soul, for your soul's empowerment, to be who you are.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor to be chosen by people if they want to work with me for me to help them with that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Elaine. And also, it's our honor to be able to connect with you and work with you. So thank you for that opportunity.
Absolutely.
And, wonderful. So, yeah, everyone, I really encourage you to visit the page and learn more about the sessions with Lynn and also take advantage of this really, really special offer. It's really a special birthday offer from Lynn, where you can get two sessions for the price of one, and you can plus the coupon for other bigger programs with Lynn. So for that, you can take advantage of the package by going to the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lynn, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lynn, LYNNE. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or the replay page. Wonderful. Thank you again, Lynn.
Sure, yes. But I just want to say also, you know, so in these sessions, when we do the energy, it's a guided energy session, and we'll not only open the door to your soul, but we'll also unveil and start to heal your core wound, so you can learn what your core wound is and be able to start to release that and heal that and learn how it's blocked your flow in manifesting and in, you know, getting everything that you desire. You know, we'll work on in the energy and shifting your consciousness and clearing any of your limiting beliefs and removing negative energy from your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and all other bodies that you have, and which will open up to in the abundance to create new money flow for you for unseen paths and create harmonic relationships. And you'll learn some other tools to be able to help you with your manifestation and your flow, as well as learning how to heal yourself from a cellular and a DNA level. There's a lot really jam-packed into it, into, you know, it could easily be said, well, it's a guided energy session, but there's so many working parts to it, like the project, like we talked about earlier, when people want to manifest things and they don't see it coming, and I said there's a lot of working parts behind the scenes. There's all these working parts in the guided energy session that is going to help you to line things up for you in your life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, really, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. And also, I love that because it's two sessions, though. So we have, like, people our listeners can have, like, a follow-up guidance from you. So after the first session, like, they can experience more the energy that they receive through the first session, and then they will have another deeper guidance from you and follow-up. So, yeah, I really love that.
Absolutely, yeah, because in the first session, you know, we'll accomplish a lot, and then I leave you with collaborating with your soul. Well, as the door to your soul is open with the energy, so then it's great to have the follow-up in the second session, because you may have questions, and then you really have the understanding more of this feeling and how to go forth with it, and we go deeper and into the magnificence of your soul.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Lynn. Very grateful to you. And, again, everyone, you can take advantage of this really wonderful package by clicking on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or will be available later on the replay page. Or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com lynn, yourdivineuniqueness.com /lynn, LYNNE. Wonderful. So, Lynn, can we take questions from the audience?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So, yeah, so everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Lynn. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions there on the question box. All right. So we have Kristen from Ontario on the web call. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen.
My question about manifestation. I've been kind of working with manifesting here and there for the last year, and I find that I've had some success, and it's been exciting, but I find that I go through cycles of kind of being in my mind and then coming out and being like living through more of my soul. And I find that whenever like my ego kind of has a flare up, it kind of undoes some of the progress that I've done. And like,
yeah,
I've been kind of like living paycheck to paycheck. And sometimes when I'm living in my soul, I have great affirmations being like, I live in abundance and things come to me easily and freely. And then they do, but then I get triggered and my ego turns on and then I go back to living paycheck by paycheck. And I was just wondering like, if there is a way to just make that more sustainable.
Absolutely. So, you know, I like to tell people that your soul is like the angel on your shoulder, and your ego, your head, is like the devil on the other shoulder. So, you know, what you want to do with the ego is, you know, you'll, like you said, you'll have these triggers and these flare-ups in your head, and see what that does is it triggers the fear. And the fear is what you're vibrating out to the universe, which is why it undoes everything. Because remember, the universe is responding to your vibration. Universe is, I don't want to say like a dumb computer, but, you know, you're putting in the keystrokes. You're telling it what to do. You're telling it what you want. And in the fear, you're really telling it, I'm afraid to have this, so don't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do with when you have the voices, the ego coming forth in your head is, you know, just have a conversation with it like it's another person and just say, okay, you've had your say, but I don't believe you. Go away. Because it works, I'm telling you. The more you do that and the more you push it away, it will die off. And it doesn't come back as often. So just like a plant, you're watering it by listening to it, and you're feeding it by letting it have its way. So don't water it or feed it, and it will die off. I also use the analogy, it's kind of, you know, your ego, kind of like a two-year-old child that's having a tantrum, throws itself on the floor, kicking and flailing. Well, if you walk out of the room and you don't pay attention or give it any attention to that child that's having the tantrum, they stop because they don't have an audience. They don't have anyone listening to them. So that's the same thing with your ego. Don't give it the attention. Just say, you've had your say, but I don't believe you. Now I'm having my say. And just shut it down. It'll take a while to get into that practice and to remember to do that, but as it comes about more and more, just you know, because you're basically, what you're telling it is, no, I don't accept you. I don't believe you. I don't accept you.
Mm-hmm. And that's different than, like, you know, when they say what you resist persists.
Right.
It's not like that. It'll just like kind of quiet down.
It's because what you're doing is what you're – so it's not a resist, persist. What you're saying is, I allow me.
Oh.
Yeah. Change your perception of what it is and how it is. And what you're saying is, I accept me. I allow me. And I am my soul. I am not this other voice. This other voice is some alien invader. You know, you like you like pull up the drawbridge to the moat. The alien invader is not allowed in. You
awesome.
Know, it's like a home invasion. You cannot come in. I'm not allowing you in. But it's instead of looking at it and considering it the resistance to it, you're simply in a very relaxed kind of manner, letting it know you don't believe it. You're saying, I allow me. I allow what's in my soul. And that's taking back your personal power, your sovereignty.
I love that. I love that so much. That's actually resonating. That's
wonderful.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn.
You're welcome. It's my honor and my privilege to support you.
Thanks. And thanks, Lynn, for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Christine. Really wonderful question. And also thank you, Lynn. Really, your guidance was very empowering. Like you said in the end, like asking her to allow herself, like I am allowing me. So that's very empowering. And also it doesn't create this resistance within us. So, yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, we have a caller from Gordonsville, phone number, and then with 8653. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. What is your name?
Rosalie.
Hi, Rosalie.
Hi.
Hi, Rosalie.
Hi. I feel like I have something really wonderful coming up in my life and this inner being joy that I'm feeling. And I was just wondering if there is like a saboteur hiding somewhere in my being that is not going to allow me to get to this place that I am so ready for. If you know what, I don't know if I'm explaining it right.
Well, you know, a lot of times we tend to be our own saboteur. Is that what you're talking about, or are you talking about another entity or something attached to you?
I'm thinking not I'm very much aware of the mind chatter and all that, and I have this profound inner joy of my inner being that I can't even put into words, actually. But there's a little gnawing somewhere in my, not by me. I know it's not by me, but is there something that's deep in me that is like trying to put an end to it or to take me on a different path away from it? Or I just feel like there's just one little thing.
No.
Or is it my...
That inner joy and the inner being and the inner knowing is your soul.
Yeah, I really know that.
Yeah, well, yeah, and isn't that a glorious feeling?
It is.
When you're connected to it, when you know how to connect to it and have the door open to it. So collaborate, like I was saying earlier, collaborate with your soul. Ask your soul. All of your answers are in your soul. You're just afraid the other shoe's going to drop, as we like to say in the human world. You're thinking, you're just thinking this is too good to be true. But the thing is, when you put that out there, then it will be too good to be true. Because again, the universe responds to your vibration and what you put out there. So don't put that out there. Stay with the inner profound joy. Stay with the inner knowing. And know that all is right and all is in divine timing. And this is your time.
If you see, I heard that too from my soul. It says, yeah, my timing and divine timing is lining up. And this is this opportunity is popping up to be announced in a newsletter. And I just, that happened 3 times before and it didn't go anywhere. You know, so this is just probably my own self-doubt. Will this time be the time I actually, you know, have the rocket fuel to go all the way?
Mm-hmm. The don't ask the question, will I have the rocket fuel? Tell it, I have the rocket fuel. Because the doubt will prevent the rocket fuel.
Yeah, well, that really resonates, yes.
Yeah.
I should know that.
Well, you know, hey, I'm like that too sometimes. That I'm like, hey, why didn't I get this? Why didn't I pray with other people? But, you know, I'm in my own blind spot. We're all in our own blind spot, you know, which is why it's helpful to work with someone else. I have a mentor too, because I'm in my own blind spot, and we all need someone to help us kind of point the way and help us see what it is that we're not seeing so that we can take down the roadblocks and the obstacles a little easier for us, even though we're collaborating with our soul. Because as humans, we want it to make sense. And that's the surrender part. It's hard to completely surrender because we want it to make sense. We want to know now. We don't want to just give up control completely because what if something happens? You know? So, you know, there's – but you have to. That is that it's waiting to see, are you going to doubt? Are you going to give it all up? Are you going to do the 100% collaboration? Are you going to let go of that last 5, 10% of doubt? Because because that's your rocket fuel.
Yep, and you are the rocket fuel for me today. Because
you are, remember, you are the biscuit. You are the biscuit. The biscuit is the rocket fuel. It is your divine right, and you're going to take it. This is your time. Don't allow anything or anyone to step in its way. And the only person that's going to step in its way is you with the doubt.
Yeah.
So you're going to program it by telling it, I have the rocket fuel. I am the rocket fuel. Every morning when I wake up, every day you get new cells in your body. And every day when I wake up, while I'm laying in bed, before I even get out of bed, I thank the day and the divine for being grateful for the gifts that I've been given to help people. And I say, show me who needs my help today.
Yes, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then I also program my cells because you have new cells. And so I tell those cells what to do, which is part of your being. So when you wake up, you're going to tell those souls every day, we have enough rocket fuel.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right, because I've been working with the inner being and the human being to get on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so much better where I'm at right now than I've ever been in my clarity. But you see, this old pattern that dark part of me says, you know, it ain't going to work. And I keep pushing it away and I say, yes, it is. But I didn't have the rocket fuel. Now I have the rocket fuel.
Right. So release the old pattern. Don't even talk about the old pattern. Because here's the other thing. Your new cells that come in every day, if you tell them and talk to them about the old pattern, you're sticking the old pattern and programming the old pattern into your new cells. Same thing works if someone is not feeling well and sick. You don't worry, don't wake up every day and say, I don't feel well today. Because you're telling your new, brand new cells that are perfect and in pristine condition that they don't feel well.
Yeah, and I know
so
that
for people
too.
That have
Boy.
Diseases, right, people that have diseases and that are sick and things like that, it's like, you know, you're dragging all that forward into the newness. The newness that's pristine and clean.
Thank you. I'm telling you, you just made my day. I mean, you just made the rest of the rocket fuel to be really full. It's filled up.
Excellent.
And there's no room for the doubt in my rocket fuel. Really, I am just so grateful I got on this call. Thank you so much. Thank both of you, and thanks for having the call, and thanks for showing up in life.
Oh,
you're
welcome, Rosalie. Thank you for showing up. See, this was divine timing. This was a divine appointment that we had that was already lined up, which is why you got on the show, which is why you were chosen as one of the questions, because you were meant to have this. You were meant to understand the rocket fuel. You were meant to have this. So congratulations to you. Thank you to you for showing up. Thank you to you for understanding your soul, connecting with the inner joy and the inner knowing in your soul. Congratulate yourself. Celebrate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Celebrate yourself.
I will.
I'm so excited for you and your rocket fuel.
I know, and I've even got colors in that rocket fuel right now.
Good.
So, yes. Thank you so much. I my whole body's just vibrating.
Oh,
you know?
Good. How wonderful. I'm so excited for people when they really embrace the energy and collaborate with the energy. You know, I mean, I'm just the portal. I can provide it to you, but it's up to you to take the step to collaborate with it. So good job, Rosalie. And it's my honor and my privilege to support you. Thank you for entrusting me with your essence.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Rosalie. Really, you have beautiful energy. And thank you for the great question. And thank you, Lynn. I really love your guidance and answers that you give to our audience. Like,
oh,
if you're,
thank
it's,
you.
It's really empowering, and like it's helping them to get in touch with their true essence and their own power. So thank you for that. So let's take another question from the webcast. We have Chris from North Carolina. Hello, Monsef and Lynn. Thank you both for this much-needed call today. My question is about finding what's blocking me from experiencing my soul's highest expression and purpose. I feel extremely stuck in so many areas of my life at this time, and I'm very tired of not being aware of my next step forward, especially in matters of career. Please, I would love any help, clarity, or healing if needed. Thanks again. Much love and many blessings.
Okay. So, Chris, this is the tough part that I talked about earlier. What's blocking you from life is you. What's blocking you is that you're not allowing and that you're not surrendering. And like I said, the surrender is the tough part. And you have resistance. Even though you might feel like I want all this, there is a fear inside of you of being afraid to have it. Which is kind of, you know, it's a greater percentage than of you living in your soul and your sacred heart. And you have to be living from your soul, not your head, and your soul and your sacred heart a greater percentage in life in order for the allowance, in order for the manifestation to be able to take place.
Mhm. Yeah, absolutely. It's it's our own power. Like we have the ability to allow our desire to come through and to experience them in our reality. And this is very empowering because the solution is within our hands. So enough of that. Thank you, Lynn, again.
Welcome.
And thank you, Chris, for your question. Very beautiful one. And we have another question from Darlene from Edmonton. She said she's struggling now with her core wound. And also she asked if your package can help her with that.
Yes. You know, part of my specialty is while the energy has an intuitive intelligence all its own and can really be used for anything and doesn't have any limits to it, I specialize in working with people on their core wounds, on releasing their core wounds, first of all, in identifying the core wound, because a lot of times people think their core wound is one thing, and that's really just a symptom of the core wound. So I specialize in unveiling what the core wound is to you, and then working on going deep in the layers of it, of releasing the core wound and healing it, in going through your whole being and all of your bodies and all of your chakras, in the guided sessions and longer programs as well. So yes, this would be a very good program, you know, especially since there's two sessions for you to take part in, Darlene. And it would be my honor and my privilege to support you to do so.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Lynn. And thank you, Darlene, for your question. And yeah, as I said earlier, if you want to work with Lynn one-on-one, so the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lynn. Let's take another question. We have Nelly from Florida, and she wants to know why she hasn't manifest her dream yet. And she said, I feel it is very close, but I have this feeling for the past 8 years.
So you have, Nellie, you have, excuse me, got a little catch in my throat there. That tells me, because as an empath, I can feel your joy and your pain as well. So Nellie, what is it about you that you haven't claimed your personal power yet? Because if you haven't, which is about your solar plexus chakra, so if that is not in pristine condition and you have not reclaimed your personal power and stepped into your sovereignty, you can't express who you are to the world. You can't speak your truth, because you haven't owned your truth yet, and that's what's standing in the way. Which is why I had the little throat thing going on there just then.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me clues to what's going on as well, and the divine working through me and being the portal.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, and I have also maybe a question like about manifesting our dreams. Sometimes, like for my own experience, so I'm talking from my own experience, we insist a lot about like having this dream manifested in a certain way or in a certain shape. So we are so focused on that and maybe not allowing like what is much more powerful and much more like beautiful to manifest. So what is your perspective about that, like about insisting about one thing and also like letting go and just surrender, as we were talking earlier?
Sure. So our part in it is the what it is that we want. The divine, the universe's part is in it is the how it's going to be delivered, how it's going to be provided to you, which is why, Matt, Matsef, when you were talking about your dream in the show, that it was delivered in a much greater way than what you had thought of. So we always want to, when we ask for what we want, we always want to ask for it, but then also say, or something better. We always want to include the something better, because the something better is the part that's unseen to us of the divine having a much greater plan, something much, much more to provide to us and unfold for us. You don't want to limit yourself in just asking for a smaller piece of it when, you know, you might be asking for one piece of the pie, and really the whole pie is supposed to be what is delivered to you and what is offered to you. It's like, you know, in real life examples, when I say you're the what and the universe is the how, so if you think about working life, and if you have a job, or even if you have your own business, you know, or if you're working for someone else, you want them to hire you for your skills and your unique abilities that you bring to the table. You don't want them to then squash those skills and unique talents and abilities once you get there. Because, you know, they're the what of what they need, which is why they're hiring you. You're the how, because you're the brilliance. So if you take that example and you flip it, then you are the what and the universe is the how. Let the universe do its job. And because you wouldn't hire someone and then not let them do their job. So basically you're hiring the universe as your chief operating officer, but then you're trying to tell it what to do. You're trying to tell it its job. You're trying to limit its brilliance and its potential.
Yeah.
Just put it out there. Just be, this is what I want, and give it to me, and deliver it, this or something better for my highest good, because we don't always know what our highest good is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part also when I was talking earlier about us being in our own blind spot.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And as you said, like, it's like we need like to allow the universe to co-create with us. Like we need to let go of this like control, trying to control everything. And also you talked earlier about divine timing, and also when we allow the universe to help us, like we need to allow some time for to see our dreams, to see our intentions to manifest. Because sometimes when like we feel we have this doubt, like, am I on the right path, am I doing the right things or not, and it feels like there is maybe it's like if we will miss something if we don't like control everything. So it's, as you said, like trust and having faith, it's really essential in our journey and how we live it and create it.
Yeah, because we have a limited view. We don't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if we, when we try to control, we limit even more. of what's going to be delivered to us. It is the trust and surrender that delivers so much more than we ever expected.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Lynn, and thank you, Nelly, for your great question. And yeah, Chris, he sent a feedback. Thank you so much, Chris, for your feedback. And he said, thank you for the insightful guidance, Lynn. Namaste.
Oh, Chris, you're welcome. It's my honor and my privilege to support you.
And also, Rosalie, our second caller, I just wanted to say thank you for taking my call and holding the space for all of us. Lynn really heard what I was expressing and recognized my own blind spot. I am deeply grateful for this insight, for it already has changed this doubt I had. Even though it was small, it was still huge, in like a thorn. Blessings.
You're welcome, Rosalie. Remember, you are the rocket fuel.
Right. Thank you so much, Rosalie.
Tank is full.
Wonderful. Yeah. So So Lynn, really, thank you. Thank you so much for the beautiful energy we experienced with you today, the wisdom, the guidance you gave us, and also the answers you gave to the audience. That was really empowering. I really love how you connect with others and how you guide them. And and also thank you for being so generous and offering the two private session with you, two 60-minute sessions with you for our audience. So yeah, really thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my honor and my privilege to do so.
Wonderful. Thank you again. And everyone, really thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for co-creating with us this space and sharing with us your beautiful energies, sharing with us your questions and experiences. I'm very grateful to you. And again, I really encourage you to take advantage of the package that Lynn put together for us. And really, it's a special birthday package, which you will get two 60-minute private sessions with Lynn and also a coupon for other bigger programs. And for that, you can either click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or on the replay page when it becomes available there, or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/lean. yourdivineuniqueness.com/lean. LYNNE. And so thank you again, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.